Blog Talk Radio.
Artist Connection. Perk your ears up, cause it's going down. The Artist Connection, the hottest and coolest show in town. You came to the right place, cause on every episode they play songs from up and coming artists across the globe. The hottest in news, gossip, and current events. So just sit back, relax, don't need to be tense. They're here to tell your story, ain't trying to steal your glory. No matter the category, just let it dispense. From Blues to Prince, Tasha and Tammy, exquisite. So visit the airwaves they inhabit. To this will be tragic. So yeah, dismiss the show, cause that it fact that they have it. Two sisters whip like a rabbit, lifting your soul to heaven's Woo! Attic. I know you're gonna be healed by all the magic revealed. So crystal clear and surreal, and no static. So yo, I'm glad you made the selection. We'd like to welcome you to the Artist Connection. Here we go. All up in your area, we all in your section. Tasha and Tammy, be the radio's best friend. Coming to you live, international vibe. Just wanna say, welcome to the Artist Connection. All up in your area, we all in your section. Tasha and Tammy, be the radio's best friend. Coming to you live, international vibe. Here we go.
Welcome to another show of Artist Connection with your girl Tasha and myself. Tonight's segment is about you guys. All of the questions that you asked me and Tasha are going to be answered. Not all of them tonight, because we have many, but tonight in part one, we're going to definitely address some of the questions. Very, very excited to kind of give back to you guys for being so loyal and listening to our show over the years. So I'm very excited to get the show started, and I don't know which questions that my partner picked for me tonight from you guys, so I'm going to just be excited as you are. Welcome, partner. How you doing tonight? Are you ready to ask me some questions?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. You know, I'm always excited to do this show, but tonight is just more special because we're going to be you, over the years, I think we've accumulated so many questions about both of us. Tonight, of course, when I went through and just realizing how much people listen and care about our show and also are interested in, you know, both of us individually, it was just awesome. It just made me feel so happy. So I'm definitely ready, partner, and I hope you're ready for these questions.
I'm ready. I don't even know, like I said in the intro, what you picked. So I'm just going to be surprised at the listeners. And I'm sure the listener, if, you know, the people, the individuals that actually posted the question are listening, then, yeah, that'll be exciting for them as well.
Yes. Definitely. I know they are. And basically, I'm just going to jump right in because I want to give you enough time to, you know, show us who you are. For those of you, who are like new to our show, or maybe you just don't know more about author Tammy, she is such an amazing and inspirational person. So I'm just going to start at the basics of how long have you been in radio and what got you started?
It got me started years ago in Germany. I've met this awesome person who had it was not a commercial radio show that he had. It was more like when he started, like, underground, because I also was part of an underground magazine where I delivered news, like hot topics kind of like you do, but more so like what's going on, what's new in hip hop. Can you believe that? Yeah, I was just, so I always was.
I can definitely believe it.
Yeah. And then later on he actually started, which now he's kind of like a big deal in the UK, because he had relocated. Mm-hmm. And so oftentimes I was there and I was kind of like developing my passion for it then. And there was a, I forgot, man, it was so many years ago. That must have been like in the, I want to say in the 90s.
Okay.
Where I had
okay.
like a taste of this whole industry, which, you know, mm-hmm. I didn't really become a radio host per se until we did the podcast thing, like where you when, and I, when you and I started. And then, I don't know, it's been about almost 6 years now that we've been doing that, and then also I kind of switched over and did a little bit of a kind of like a VJ thing with Mr. Mojo, if you remember.
Oh,
so,
yeah,
yeah,
definitely.
I want to say
shout out to Mr.
Yeah,
Mojo.
Yeah, where I aired, I think it was like, oh my gosh, I can't even remember the days I aired, but I know it was on, I think on Thursday night, where I aired, okay. And I mainly did like old school music, and then introduced a few new artists into the show, and it was really mm-hmm. fun. So I want to say really heavily in it was about 6 years.
Right. And, you know, it's funny you said the old school. I'm like, yeah, the best music ever. yeah. Well, you know, that's
right.
My opinion. But, yeah. But, you know, everybody who listens to our show, they say, you know, it's just a whole different element with you guys. You know, some of these podcasters, you know, no disrespect or anything. I guess their show sounds a little amateur. So I guess people pick up on your history of being in radio and things like that, you know, me of being newer to it. But you could definitely tell your season, mm-hmm. so we definitely get that. Do you have any hidden talents that you, you know, that you have or possess that people don't know about? That's another question we got.
Hidden talents. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
okay, so this is going to sound funny or maybe cliche even, but I crochet. And I'm pretty good in it. Actually, mm-hmm. last year I was really, really happy because I have seasons when I feel like crocheting, and then I'm heavy at it, right? Mm-hmm. Then I do the scarves
okay.
for everyone. And actually, last year I did a lot of the beanie hats and slouchy hats and the Jamaican hats, and I sold them.
Yeah,
it was really fun. Yeah, yeah. So I don't know if that's a hidden talent, but, you know, it's just something that I'm good at when I do it.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Believe it or not, I actually used to sing. I think I've recorded about 2 or 3 songs that we recorded back then on the CD and everything, and I had talent shows where we performed. Believe it or not. Yeah. And let me see what else. I'm pretty good in I'm creative. I make my own bracelets. I'm trying to think, right? Okay, so I'm pretty talented in writing.
Multi-talented.
I don't know.
You are very talented in writing. You're very talented in writing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And I do
I
remember
know,
the scarves.
You know?
The
what?
I do remember the scarves. I remember you making the hats and the scarves and everything like that. And like you said, now with your bracelets, you're doing that. Tell us a little bit more about that, your bracelet line and things like that. I'm interested in that.
Yeah, I've always been into esoteric stones, rocks, crystals, and stuff like that, and the healing
mm-hmm.
powers behind it, especially when you wear it and you absorb energy through them, especially lava, because, you know, lava is
mm-hmm.
one of the chakras. The 7 chakras. And so I've always
okay.
been interested in the rocks itself. Like I used to collect them and just have them around the house.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, when I've seen so many people doing them in forms of bracelets, I was like, I can do
mm-hmm.
that. I can do that, definitely. So I went
Good.
Ahead and got all the material that I needed, you know, the stretch cords, the glue, the... And then I went and ordered those special rocks, well, stones, beads, so to speak, and started making beautiful bracelets. And this, I'm really, really passionate about it. I even have, like, I want to say a little business, actually, business cards. And
yeah.
I ship them all over the U.S., even overseas. I've shipped a few overseas. But, you know, it's really expensive, like, not really for me because, I mean, the customer unfortunately have to pay, you know, the shipping. But it's almost
right.
like, man, it's more than I want for my bracelets. My bracelets are like between $12 and $15. And some of the shipping, depending on what country, is up to $20. That's crazy.
Whoa.
So
I'd
rather ship them here in the U.S., which is $3.50 shipping fee.
Yeah,
plus
yeah.
the bracelet itself, yeah, and I have like a lot of orders,
mm-hmm.
and people ask me, hey, you know, can you create a bracelet for positive energy, for love, for good luck, like
mm-hmm.
all that stuff, and I really go
right,
and
right,
search
right.
and study and make sure I get the right kind of combination for the customer, because, you know, that's very important
right.
to me, and I really, really, when I create them, they're handmade with love,
mm-hmm.
and I say that, and I mean that, and they
mm-hmm.
are, and I mean, it's not
mm-hmm.
about special magic or whatever. It's, I mean,
right.
those are crystals, you know, pure. So
right. And I see everybody wearing them. I watch different people on TV shows mm-hmm. and things like that, and I always see them with, different type of the, the chakra bracelets and things like that, like you said, meaning different things. Can you tell our audience where they can follow you so that they can see your bracelets and things like that?
Yeah, I do now have a Facebook energy bracelet where I post mm-hmm. most of, my new arrivals, I call them. And mm-hmm. on Instagram, Tamalisa Carmen, I have a lot mm-hmm. of pictures on there as well. I don't have, a website yet, but I'm working on it.
Right.
A website where people can directly buy from there and can do it via PayPal. PayPal is better because I do have a business PayPal now. And so it's better because when the customer purchases it from me, I send out an invoice through my business PayPal. And then when they purchase it, they automatically have a receipt number, I send out the tracking numbers and everything. Everything is legit. To make sure, customer satisfaction, comes first. So,
right, definitely.
Yeah.
And, for me, I call Instagram basically the new websites for everybody anyway, because, it's so easy. You just put the link in, you show the inventory, your product and everything, and then you can just, basically sell right there. So, you know what I mean? While you're waiting for your website to get built. That's a really good structure. And like you said, Facebook as well. So you guys, make sure that you guys go on over and support. And another question I guess we'll get into right now. People want to know about your recent health scare. We kind of covered it briefly last week, but I really want you to go into details about that.
Right. Where do you want me to start? From when I was a child or not? Just playing. I did have a health scare, my first health scare when I was 3 years old. I've gotten a hold of some nasty, yucky stuff, okay? I was playing outside with my cousins, and it was raining for days, and on top of the roof of the house from my aunt, there was some old rain accumulating. Imagine, old rain accumulating with mud and everything, right? Pure poison. And we played. I drank some of it. My cousin drank some of it, too. Just crazy. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're 3-4 years old. And I got a very bad case of Shigella, which is a very bad and dangerous virus, and almost died from it. I ended up being in the hospital for 3 months. Completely scarred up my intestines when I was 3 years old, which later on I developed some chronic, IBS, I guess you can call it too. So my life was completely scarred up. So I've always, as long as I can think back, had stomach issues. Issues, couldn't eat a lot of things, anything greasy. I would be sick and all of that stuff. Make a long story short, fast forward, almost 40 years later, I'm still thinking, the issues that I'm having with my stomach comes from that. And so I always blame everything on the IBS part, which wasn't the case, actually, in that particular situation. It was my gallbladder. My gallbladder has been dead, has been not working for many years, and I didn't know that. Don't know if that has anything to do with what happened to me as a child. I don't think so. I don't know if they connected or not, but my gallbladder has been very sick for a very long time, and I didn't realize it. And I think my whole optimistic lifestyle, me meditating and stuff, kind of prolonged it, and I don't know. I just believe that. But
And I just want to stop you just really quickly. Do you know the function of the gallbladder, just for people who may not know, what it's supposed to be doing, and how do you know when it's not functioning properly?
Yeah, which I didn't know. I mean, the whole anatomy of the gallbladder, it's the filter of your fat. Like when you eat, it filters all your fat, the fat in the food. It filters it, and, and your liver and your gallbladder are connected. Your gallbladder produces the bile, which then, as I believe, goes into your gallbladder, it filters it, and then goes into your small intestine. And none of that was working anymore. My gallbladder, I don't know how many percent it was working, but it was on the very low number, almost none at all. I mean, I wouldn't even digest food anymore. And I didn't know that this was going on. But yeah, you know, it got so bad that I ended up having emergency surgery. They also did a CT of my abdomen and pelvis, and coming to find out my stomach, my intestines is actually in good health, believe it or not. There's nothing wrong with it. And all of those years. Now, ever since my gallbladder has been removed, I'm actually doing pretty well. And I still have a little bit of heartburn, but that's because, you know, my body has to, my organs now have to rearrange and everything, you know, since that big part is actually missing. The little percent that was working a little bit, but now since this is gone, I mean, the whole organ has been removed. So now my body has to readjust and everything. But I'm feeling so good. I even, like, the last few, I want to say a few months when it really got really bad, my face color was grayish. I looked at really, really bad. And it's so crazy.
Oh my
by
gosh.
The time, yeah, one, and I also told you in the show that my liver was already in distress, and so was my pancreas. They were both in distress. So my blood levels, my lipase, and my LFTs were sky high. That's why they performed emergency surgery, because, I mean, it could have probably potentially caused my liver to fail, which is pretty bad.
Right,
so,
and I know. Go ahead.
Yeah, after the surgery, it's crazy, but maybe a few days later, my shine, my glow came back in my face even, and I noticed this. I mean, I was like, wow,
yes.
I was different.
I'm like, oh, look at me.
Okay. yeah. And mainly women are affected. Now, men have gallbladder problems too, I'm sure, but the fact is, the scientific fact, that mainly women are affected by that, with the gallbladder issue. It's crazy. But, I'm good now. My health is great. And I'm very grateful. So far.
We are all grateful. That's all we need. So far and so good is all we need to happen around
and
here.
I'm not gonna
downplay, and we are so
and I'm not going to downplay. I'm not going to downplay the fact that I now really have to watch what I eat because I don't have a gallbladder anymore. So I have to really just test my body right now. I have to see, okay, how is my body reacting when I eat this or that, and I've eaten a few things that I haven't eaten in years a few days ago, and I got really bad heartburn. So I think heartburn is one of the side effects as well after your gallbladder is removed. Even though I had heartburn before, but now it's like, But that, I'll take that any day.
Right.
I'm just going to watch what I eat. And plus, I'm a vegetarian anyway, so therefore I don't have to worry about my liver being, pressure to digest meat, especially red meat. If you eat meat, stay away from red meat. Eat lean meat if you have to. But that red meat is very bad, and it's very harsh on anybody's liver. It's not good, but
Definitely.
Good.
And how long have you been vegetarian?
Going on 3 years.
Good. That's awesome. Especially, that way it won't be as hard, on your body. So, because I remembered you telling me that, but I had forgot. So I was like, that's good. You're not, going to be eating, like you said, the red meat and stuff. So you don't got to worry about that part.
Yeah. I cheated a little bit. So I guess it's not full 2.5 years going on 3 years because last year I went home to Germany to visit in June and my family, my aunts cooked for me and I could not resist. So I did eat and I did get a little sick afterwards because my body was already not used to it anymore. But when I came back, I went straight back to my vegetarian and I'm a pesco. That means I do eat fish, seafood.
Okay.
Well, I am not a full-fledged vegan, not yet at least. But I did cut down on my dairy products. I don't drink milk. I do eat yogurt still, but and cheese because I just love it. But I don't drink any milk, like pure milk. I just do almond milk. And I also cook with almond flour.
Butter.
It's very good. And very
low on carbs. Oh, almond flour. That's good. Good job.
Yeah, very good.
Good job. So we, of course, have more questions for you. Yes, definitely. And that's, you know, always, you know, look to that. I was curious, and I know some people asked as well in our comments when I was looking for questions for you. What is your birth month? What is the month you were born?
My birth month is January.
Mm-hmm. January
the 4th.
Like
I just said
that. Oh, you're January 4th?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm January 28th. So you're Capricorn, right?
I am a full-fledged Capricorn. Yes, ma'am. Right in the heart of it.
Okay. All right. So that leads us to our next question, because I was going to ask you, are you a true Capricorn? You already told me. Like,
I am.
And what are some of the traits
myself
of a Capricorn?
And I consider myself a true Capricorn. Now, of course, it varies from person to person. And the astrology, I can really agree with what I'm reading. As far as, like, the characteristics of Capricorn, we are very loyal, known to be very loyal. Now, some argue that Capricorns are very conservative, which I want to say I become a little conservative as I got older, but I'm not, I'm not like the, like, I have a cousin who is a Capricorn who is more conservative than I am. Okay, we have a big heart. We sometimes come across cold. But that's because we're very careful who we fall in love with or who we engage, like who we let into our space. But once we let you into our space, we give you the last shirt on our back. We can also come across a little standoffish, a little bossy. And I can say that's true in my workplace. Not bossy, because I don't want to be a boss. But I'm very protective and very how can I say it? OCD-ish over my work, like that part.
Right.
Not so much at home, in my house. Like I'm very just cool and relaxed. And but yeah, let me see. Hard-headed. We are hard-headed, and we like to prove points. Like if I let's say there's something that I know to be true, and we talk about it, we will debate about it, and I will prove to you. You know what I mean? Like. Kind of like that.
Right.
I'm working on that, though, so that's not always a good thing. So those are the main things that I want to say for Capricorns. We love deep. We don't love easy, but we love hard. When we do, we're loyal. We're very creative. And I can say that definitely about me. And a lot of times, a lot of Capricorns are loners. Like, and that's true.
And, you know, when you were talking earlier and you were saying about you being bossy, and as a person who works with you, who's worked with you for quite a long time, in my opinion, I don't see you as bossy, but I know that you like order and you can't really function unless it's, you know, it has to have some sort of order to it. So, and I've talked to you many times and told you that's the one of the things I appreciate about you, because, you know, if it was up to me, I'm a true Aquarius. Now, there's different types. Me, I'm, like they said, you know, very much in our head. We're dealing with our own stuff that's going on, so we don't have time a lot of times to really pay attention to a lot of the details of things. We have a big vision, but, you know, no real, you know what I mean, not able to see all the details. So I think that's why people really have been drawn to our show, because it's kind of the yin and the yang, you know what I mean? But,
we compliment,
you know,
each other,
like I
definitely.
Say, we definitely do. And it's definitely a privilege all the time, you know, to be on the show with you. And so, you know, one of the questions that I had for you, and like I said, many people did, was what are some of your biggest life lessons that you've learned?
My life lessons? That's also probably going to come across as, like, cheesy or something. But life is short. Life is short. And I've had to learn it the hard way. You know, lost my mom when I was in my 20s. And she was not even 40 years old. So my lesson in that was live like there is no tomorrow, right? Enjoy every day. And tell each other that you love each other, especially the people that you love, of course. Make the most of it. Make the most of it. And the life lesson was that, you know, I had to be strong when I didn't think I could be. And when the passing of my mom showed me the lion that I was, and I was strong, that was a life lesson for me. One of the biggest, I want to say, to kind of know your own strength when you don't think you have it. And that life must go on, and you just have to. You have to move on and you know, grow from it. So that would be a life lesson, I want to say.
Right. That is a really good life lesson. I know I learned that too. I mean, that's definitely, you know, I just didn't realize how young you lost your mom. I know that, you know, of course you had lost her. We both talked about, you know, both of our moms and things like that.
Right.
So being 20 years old, losing your mom in that way, I mean, that had to be devastating. And, you know, a lot of people are dealing with loss right now, depression, different things. What are some of the things that you do to continue to, you know, kind of battle through? I don't know if you've dealt with any depression or anything mm-hmm. like that, but what is some of the advice that you can give for people?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I did battle with depression, of course, at that young age. I didn't really see anything good back then in going to therapy.
Mm-hmm.
I was hard-headed. Again, that Capricorn, I can do it by
mm-hmm.
myself. I don't need anybody. Mm-hmm. I don't, you know, and I didn't talk about it. So to me, my advice would be, for one, allow yourself to grieve. It is so important. There's many stages of grieving.
Mm-hmm.
Allow yourself to grieve. Allow yourself to cry. When you have to cry, make sure that you let it all out. It has to come out. You have to, because if you hold it back, you're just going to go crazy. And then, you know, you're going to really end up a mess. Talk about it. Talk about it as many times as you need to, okay, because it's healthy, actually. People say, I don't want to talk about it. It makes me more depressed. Actually, no. When you talk about it, you also release. When you talk about it, you let go. And your subconscious mind heals. You will heal. It will get better in time. You just have to remember, don't hold back, you know. Grieve, let the grief out. That's very important. Talk
mm-hmm.
to people. If need to be, see a therapist if you have to. Go seek a group, a grieving group. Do anything
mm-hmm.
that you can do to heal. Allow yourself to heal. That is so important. Meditate.
Definitely.
I started meditating, which kind of healed me. But that's just for me. That's not
mm-hmm.
for everyone. But meditating,
right.
reading good self-help books, audios,
mm-hmm.
anything positive I could get my hands on, I grabbed,
mm-hmm.
and I reached for it. And that's helped me, and that still helps me today to stay grounded,
mm-hmm.
is to meditate. I meditate on a daily basis. Listen to
mm-hmm.
positive audios every morning on my way to work.
Awesome.
And just look for the good. Even in the bad, there's always good. No,
always good. Definitely.
Yeah.
And there's so much more that I want to get into, because I wanted to talk to you about your childhood growing up. You have a very interesting background, being, you know, German and Black, and, you know, just
mm-hmm.
You speak different languages. It's just so much I want people to know about you. So we are going to do a part two where we delve a little bit deeper into you, also your writing, you know, and so many things. So if you want to just leave us on part one with one thing or a couple of things that if people, you know, met you or anything like that, I guess advice or anything like that, that you would give to a person that's trying to get started with writing or, you know, radio or any new projects, anything that you have to share with people, what would it be?
Be the mindset, first of all. What they say,
mm-hmm.
well, it's a quote, if you can dream it, you can achieve it. So anything that you want to do, go ahead and do it. That's your first step. Well, no, your first step is to want it, to dream about it. Your second step is to go about it. Doesn't matter how. Don't sit here and think about, if I do this now, I'm not going to be successful. I don't know anybody. You just start on your own. You go on social media now. We have social media. I'm so glad
right.
we have that. We didn't have that when I was coming up. So now, if
right.
you want to write it out. Go on your Facebook. Write something, let people be the judge, right? See how people
mm-hmm.
react
yep.
to it, or whatever it is that you want to do. Share it on social media,
yes.
share it with friends. Just mm-hmm. do it. Go ahead and do it. And
right.
these things don't cost anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Social media is for free. You don't even have to have a website anymore
yep.
these days. So if
nope.
you want to do something, just go ahead and do it. Go ahead and read as much as you need to. Watch YouTube. Everything is on social media. Everything is on the internet now.
It is.
You know, YouTube it. Ask people
mm-hmm.
about it. Befriend yourself with positive and successful people. And yeah, just don't give up. If there's something you want to do, go for it. Go for it. Don't listen to that little voice in your head. I can't do it. I don't have the money. I don't have the means.
Right.
You know, you got to start somewhere. And if you really want it, you can achieve it. No matter
Definitely. Well, it has been an absolute pleasure, partner. I can't wait to part two because you have so much to share and so many encouraging stories. You encourage me. You know, I'm a big fan of your poetry. So next week, maybe we can get you to do some, you know, a little bit of reading, you know, all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? And
yeah.
I just want to ask you one hot seat question because I forgot to ask you the hot seat question.
I'm scared.
My hot seat question. I know you should be. My hot seat question for you is, I watch a person on YouTube and he does this like hot seat, not hot seat. I'm sorry. Like it's called like Pink Door, where he has like a bunch of people that call in and they tell him about, you know, their most like, I guess, crazy sexual stuff going on. Would you be a part of a show like that? Would you host a show like that? How do you feel about it? Only
most
because
sexual,
when I was listening, they share fantasies, what they want to do. And it's just all these different people that just call in, things they've done, everything like that. And I was just wondering, because I know we've shared exotic poetry, you've written exotic poetry, and I was just thinking of that as, you know, if, would that be something that you could see yourself doing, hosting a show like that?
I don't know about hosting an entire show like that, but I definitely would be a part of it. I thought you was going to ask me on air right now, what's my sexual fantasy like?
No. Let me tell you. It started out that way. And I said, no, let me just ask. I said, I can't do that. I lost my
putting
nose,
me on the spot.
But I was curious. Yeah, I was curious about
no,
if
I
would
even
be a part
tell
of
you,
or host a show like that.
I wouldn't even tell you. But, yeah, I would be a part of it, definitely. Yeah, definitely. I'd definitely be a part of it. I just, I wouldn't, I don't think I would want to host it because I probably, me, be lost for words or questions to ask people. I'd rather just answer when it comes to that type of stuff.
Right.
I don't have a problem with answering.
Okay, what we got?
Go ahead and
ask
me.
We got a couple minutes left in the show, so your hot seat question is, what is your ultimate fantasy sexual experience?
What it has been or it's a fantasy? I'm sorry.
It could be has been or a fantasy, whichever one you choose and are comfortable with.
Let's go with fantasy.
Okay.
And I want to say offhand, I ain't talking about no young person or anything, but like a man that has never, well, a virgin, and a grown man that is a virgin, that is a virgin, and I would be his first. That was always a fantasy and still kind of is. I mean, now I'm way too old to even believe that I would find a virgin, but that always has been, and I've never experienced that, unfortunately. They were always experienced and, you know, had many women, but that would be a fantasy. A virgin. Are you still with me, partner? I guess we got disconnected somehow. I'm not sure, but our time is up anyway. So I answered the question, and I hope that you guys are okay with that. So we're going to just end the show. And we'll be back next week with part two, asking the host. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot of fun. And, yeah, I'm just going to end the show with technical difficulties. Partner, if you hear me, thanks for all the questions
that
you
picked
out. Oh, you did. Okay, I thought
I did. I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't even know what happened. That was so weird. But, yeah, but I was going to say, your answer, you know, it shows you, you know, just an innocent time. You know what I'm saying? You can tell that, you know, that fantasy has been when you're younger. And, you know, that's a really good one. That's not too bad. So,
no, it really
and
hasn't
thank
left
you guys for
me
listening.
Either.
Right.
Right.
Well,
thank
you all for listening, you guys. And,
yeah, thank you
knows?
So much.
It would be so funny. it'd be so funny. You go somewhere and, you know, it's like you meet a 50-year-old virgin.
I know.
Or, you know, 40-year-old virgin or something.
No. Yeah. You know what? I think I probably wouldn't even want that, to be honest. But that used to be, let's say that used to be my fantasy for many years. It just never happened. So, yeah,
right.
On that note, let's get back, you know, to telling the listeners, thank you guys for your questions. I'm excited but a little bit afraid what kind of questions you pick next, because I know there are some crazy questions in there somehow. But,
I'm going to stand tall.
I'm going to be woman enough, and I'm going to answer them, partner. And thank you for picking those great questions, by the way. They were
definitely,
pretty awesome.
Definitely. Right.
So
I'm so looking forward to part two.
Yeah, part two next week. Thank you all for listening. Ciao, ciao. And we'll hear each other next week. Bye.
Next week. Bye, guys.
Welcome to Artist Connection with your girls Tamio C and Tasha, where we care to share your story.
Cheer. Yeah. Red Gab in the building. Knockout Kid on the beat. Check it. Hey, yo. Tamiel C and Tasha, listen to my demo. This grind is crazy, need some time, can you play me?
Yeah.
I got a whole lot to say, please. I breathe this music like a no-tooth breeze. Nah, I mean, it's the artist connection. We're the best of the best. Explain the love of their lifetimes. They sing of their right rhymes.
Hey.
Cop from Mannheim.
Hey.
From the A-State to the UK.
Yeah.
International push to get their airplay. It's not about the paper, it's all for the love. And
right.
The promotion is gangsta, got the arts in their blood. Dreamweavers, throw your hands up in the club. To the tune you fell asleep to, your creations that the world needs to hear, and the message is clear. It's the artist connection, and in this category, Tammy, LC, and Tasha care to share your story. Yes, they care to share your story.
Hey, yo, Tammy, LC,
got a song you gotta hear, though.
Hey, Tasha, Tasha,
please listen to my demo.
Please point this tune in the right direction. It's easy. On the artist connection,
yo, Tammy LC,
got a song you gotta hear though.
Hey, Tasha, Tasha,
please listen to my demo.
Please point this tune in the right direction. It's easy on the artist connection, yeah.